feathers, fables, and dinosaurs.
Answers with Ken Ham, author of the wonderful family book, The Dinosaurs of Eden. Ken, what in the world do feathers have to do with fables and dinosaurs?
Actually, a lot, Mark. Many top dinosaur fossil experts met at an event called DinoFest to discuss their latest findings. Now, one of the talks was about the origin of feathers, and it went something like this. If we started with the bump in the skin of a dinosaur, we can understand how feathers developed. All we would need is for the bump to form a spike in the center. And if this spike was hollow, and if we had the genetic machinery to create a follicle, and if we had the material to grow a feather, and if we had the additional genetic information to turn on and off the growth, then a feather could form. This isn't science, it's a fable. But frankly, it's typical of the way evolutionists can talk. It's their attempt to explain how evolution supposedly happened. They didn't even try to offer a way to answer all of their ifs. Real science, observational science, shows that the genetic information for feathers can't arise by chance. It must originate with an intelligence, the Creator in Genesis.
The Creator also reveals in His Word, the Bible, that death and suffering are occurring in this world for a specific reason, and it's not God's fault. For the answer, read Ken Ham's free booklet available on our attractive and easy-to-use website, answersradio.com. answersradio.com.